to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to End of the Show. Last half hour of hour number three, last half hour of the show for this week on this Friday, March 14th, 2025 edition. This segment brought to you by Scott Hawley. He is a Safe Step walk-in bath and shower specialist. He's looked at all the different lines, products that are out there. And one thing he wanted to talk about today, but we're not able to get him on the line, is the options and features of these tubs. They're not just for old people. The benefits that you get from the use of these tubs actually adds value to your home, number one, but number two, it completely changes your life when it comes to relaxing, taking care of aches and pains, back pain, shoulders, knees, hips, feet, all of it. These are absolutely game changers, folks, for you to consider investing and putting into your house. Number one, Scott will come, as he is with Jeff this afternoon. He's going to be meeting with Jeff over in Oscoda. He's going through a bathroom remodeling project right now, and Scott's going to come and give him some advice, show him the information he has, and hopefully be able to help him take advantage of this unit that Vicky and I have. Absolutely phenomenal change in our sleep and also our ability to get rid of those aches and pains, especially at night before you go to bed. So I highly recommend that you guys consider giving a call or text to Scott. Set up a free home inspection, have him come and visit, take a look at your house, take a look at your plumbing, your hot water tank, your bathroom where you think you might want to put one of these in, and then let him show you the features as well as the financing options so that you could take advantage of this and literally change your life. The phone number to call or text Scott at is 231-534-0755. Again, 231-534-0755. If you want to look at the products availability on their website, safesteptub.com. Safesteptub.com is the website. If you mention Trucker Randy, if you mention the show, you heard Trucker talking about it, tell that to Scott. You'll get a $500 discount for mentioning the show. Also, if you're a veteran, Scott, as well, is a veteran. He offers special discounts for veterans as well. And the company still offering the tub-shower combination. You purchase the tub, but you get the walk-in shower head as part of the installation. $1,600 value, absolutely free. So again, if you're interested, text me Tub or Scott. Either one, and I'll send you his contact information. You can get a hold of him. He'll come and visit you just like he is with Jeff this afternoon and see if perhaps you can make an investment and improve your quality of life, number one, but number two, the value of your home. I've talked to an appraiser friend of mine who is in real estate appraising for bank mortgages, and he told me whenever he sees one of these units, he automatically adds $30,000 in value to your home because of having this unit in it. It doesn't cost anywhere near that much. Financing is available. Scott will explain all that to you. Professionally installed, started at 9 o'clock in the morning here during my show, actually. And by 6 o'clock that night, they were done. Packed up, cleaned up, gone, and just cannot believe what difference it made in our bathroom. If you'd like for me to send you that picture of our unit that we got installed in our bathroom, just, again, text me Scott or Tub, and I'll send you Scott's information as well as a photograph of what they did for Vicky and I, and greatly appreciate everything he's doing for us. Now, one short story I wanted to get to today in Lansing, and this is kind of interesting, the way this is evolving, is that the governor, as much as she dislikes Donald Trump, feels that she needs to have a meeting with the president. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer held a, quote, productive one-on-one meeting with President Donald Trump in the White House yesterday about how to bring good-paying jobs to Michigan, among other issues. Whitmer said the two discussed tariffs, the importance of keeping the Great Lakes clean and safe, as well as additional defense investment in Michigan. After the meeting, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, "I'm grateful for the president's time today. And I always work as hard as I can with anyone for the state of Michigan and its people." Well, the meeting was not on the president's public schedule and came at a time with Whitmer taking more of a conciliatory approach with now the two-term Republican president, much more so than she did during the campaign. In Trump's first term, Whitmer went on more of an offensive approach with the White House and the president because she felt that President Trump was taking the COVID-19 pandemic not as seriously as he should. Trump, of course, back in the day, referred to Governor Whitmer as that woman from Michigan during the heat of their tensions. Well, the two now appear to have buried the hatchet. Last month, Trump appointed Whitmer to the Council of Governors, a bipartisan group of 10 governors tasked with strengthening state and federal partnerships when it came to key national security, disaster response, and military coordination issues. Now, one of the things that Governor Gretchen Whitmer's talked about is the expansion of the Air Force Base out at Selfridge Air Force Base in Macomb County. She's also looking at potentially the expansion of Grayling. We had a big to-do over that. That ultimately led to a defeat because of local response to what they were planning on doing at the Grayling camp in Grayling, Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer still thinking that there's some possibilities that it could be expanded in order to provide national security as well as state security here in northern Michigan. So Governor Gretchen Whitmer meeting with Donald Trump one-on-one. Now that is completely new behavior for her, because all she did during the first term of President Donald Trump's presidency was seem to be in a argumentative, somewhat defensive, offensive mode with the president. Now, she is both serving her last term as governor, he's serving his last term as president, and the two seem to have kissed and made up, at least now burying the hatchet. So we'll see where this goes. One of the interesting things that she brings up, the importance of keeping the Great Lakes clean and safe. Now, this governor and her attorney general, Dana Nessel, has been against the tunnel Line 5 project. Well, I wonder if Donald Trump was able to have a conversation with her about the tunnel project and her fighting against it. Because as we had Alexander Stevens on yesterday talking about the letter they sent to the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, in an attempt to get the Army Corps of Engineers to expedite the environmental impact statement, seemingly to be basically the last approach before the Army Corps of Engineers approves the final permit. So we'll follow up with this. We'll see where this goes. But kind of interesting that Governor Gretchen Whitmer was able to sit down and have a one-on-one meeting with President Trump. One candidate political figure that we've been kind of keeping an eye on, former Mayor Pete of South Bend, Indiana. Now 43 years old, the former U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and presidential candidate posted on his Twitter X account yesterday that he will not be running for either Michigan governor or U.S. senator next year. The fairly recent Traverse City resident wrote in his post on Substack that he cares deeply about the outcome of both races, but he feels that the Democratic Party in Michigan has a very deep and talented bench, and I'm certain that we will nominate an outstanding candidate for each office. I remain enthusiastic about helping candidates who share our values and who understands that in this moment, leadership means not only opposing today's cruel chaos, but also presenting a vision of a better alternative. Well, last Friday, a week ago from today, MERS released polling numbers showing that Buttigieg leading the rumored Republican Senate candidate Mike Rogers within the margin of error at 46% to 44%. However, he's down 16 points to Governor Gretchen Whitmer in a hypothetical race for the U.S. Senate. If Whitmer decides to run for the U.S. Senate and move to Washington, she would have a 16-point lead on Buttigieg. So, this is an interesting story, very interesting, as to whether or not maybe he's thinking about president in 2028. We'll continue to follow. We'll wrap this up, actually, another paragraph here. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Real quick, just to wrap up this story. Right now, there appears to be at least potentially five Democrats considering to run for that U.S. Senate seat. Governor Gretchen Whitmer kind of playing with the idea. Congresswoman Haley Stevens of Birmingham, she is projected to take the leap, announce her run. Another U.S. Congresswoman, Hillary Schlotten of Grand Rapids, she suggested a run. Current State Senator Mallory McMorrow of Royal Oak is rumored to announce for this seat this next week. Also a possibility is U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett of Bay City, who just won her congressional seat, just taking office in January. She's tossing around the idea of running as well. Well, on the Republican side, Mike Rogers, who ran last time with Donald Trump's endorsement, is planning another run in 2026, but there's an interesting dynamic happening. Former gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon basically got an endorsement from Mark Levin last night on his show. Mark Levin posting 18 hours ago on his Twitter X account, "I'm for Dixon over Rogers. She is a true conservative. Rogers is a longtime rhino. Go Michigan." Well, the post went viral, 47,000 views. 223 people reposted it. 1,306 people have liked it. So I believe because of the governors that have announced already that are running, State Senator Eric Nesbitt, truck driver Anthony Hudson, Mike Cox, former attorney general, I think Tudor Dixon is leaning toward Washington, D.C. in that Senate seat. Now that, I would have to agree with Mark Levin. I would definitely be more supportive of Tudor Dixon over Mike Rogers all day long. The question is, who would Donald Trump endorse? Back in 2022 gubernatorial race, he endorsed Tudor Dixon just a couple days before the primary. 2024, he endorsed Mike Rogers early and prevented us from having a true primary battle for that nomination. Then he went on to lose to Elisa Slotkin. Well, got to be honest with you, if Donald Trump endorsed Tudor Dixon, I think it would be game over for Mike Rogers. So we'll keep an eye on that and follow that as well, because this is going to be a very, very interesting race. Even Craig Mauger of the Detroit News had caught his eye. Tudor Dixon is sharing a post that suggests she's a potential U.S. Senate candidate. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. His post got 25,000 views. So very interesting development. Going to be a big election year in 2026. Absolutely. Now, one thing I want to remind you, this Saturday, tomorrow, 2 o'clock at the Iron Pig downtown location there on Main Street, the Grand New Party PAC is doing a fundraiser. They're going to have some J6ers that were pardoned, as well as a few people that were involved in the fake kidnapping plot against Governor Whitmer as speakers. The liberals' heads are exploding. They're attacking Ian Murphy and the Iron Pig on the social media sites. Well, we need to show up and attend this event. I plan on being there at 2 o'clock and looking forward to covering it and discussing it on the show on Monday. But most importantly, hear from these people their true life's experiences in dealing with the Department of Justice, as well as the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and hear what they have to say. So if you would like me to send you the flyer, text me GRAND for Grand New Party Pack. It is a fundraiser. You can buy your tickets early online for $40 today or pay $50 at the door. They are raising money to get conservatives elected in 2026. So text me GRAND, G-R-A-N-D, and I'll send you that flyer. Also, want to mention for the last time, this weekend, Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. It's going to be tomorrow, Saturday, March 15th from 9 to 5, Sunday the 16th from 9 to 3. It's going to be at the VFW Post in Harbor Springs, which is located at 599 West Conway Road. If you have any questions, want more information, give Tim a call. His number is 231-838-8054 or email him at harbortim@gmail.com. You can buy your tickets at the door, $8 for adults. The young children are free. They have lots of vendors coming. It's going to be nice weather. Get out there and check it out. Well, that's it for today's show. That's it for this week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and